Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai. A few minutes ago, you were listening to a lovely presentation of songs and dance performances straight from the Sai Kulwanta Hall. For Shantanilam, it was a presentation by the Balvikas children of Bihar and Jharkhand. Hundreds of devotees are here in Prashantanilam from these two states to celebrate Holi, the festival of color and gaiety in this divine hamlet. This festival celebrates the victory of good over evil, of positivity over negative influences. In fact, yesterday too, there was a beautiful musical presentation. It is a two-day celebration in Prashantanilam. And yesterday, it was Kumari A. Josna and Kumari A. Suvarna, two classical singers, who offered to Bhagwan an hour-long rendition of a string of devotional songs. So the last 2 days in Prashantanilam have been filled with music, dance, vibrancy and joy. In fact, the Sai Kulwanta Hall is decorated with colorful posters which say, Sai Ke Sang, Holi Ke Rang, which means, let's color ourselves with the joy of Holi along with our beloved Sai. With Sai, our life is truly, truly colorful and beautiful. Because he is the one who can don any role at any time. Father, friend, comrade, brother, sister, beloved. He can be anything at any time to be by our side and provide us that much needed protection, much needed love, much needed comfort, much needed solace. And dear listeners, this is what we will discuss in the next 45 minutes or so, even as we learn to sing a new bhajan. Because bhajan is ultimately only a medium to talk to the Lord, a medium to converse with the Almighty. And before we get started, let us not forget the most important thing. Let us first offer our loving salutations at the lotus feet of the one who has been our sole source of support and solace, inspiration and direction, happiness and energy. Dear Lord, you have taken care of us just like the eyelid protects the eye, and you do it so spontaneously and often so surreptitiously, so silently that we do not even realize. For every occasion, we are aware that you are with us. There are hundreds that we do not know. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we live always with this awareness that you are with us, around us, in front of us, beside us, and constantly in us, watching and holding our every step. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome, dear listeners, to this yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, the bhajan we are going to learn goes like this.
Sai Pitar Mata Sai.
So that is the bhajan, and let's now become familiar with the lyrics which are in Hindi, and then we will move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of every word of this composition, and finally, we will have a short conversation with someone who has been blessed to sing in the direct physical presence of Bhagwan for more than a decade, and he continues to sing even now, Mr. Sujit Kumar. So that is coming up towards the end of this program. For now, here are the lyrics.
Sai, Pita, or Mata Sai. Dina Dayala Data Sai. Sai Pita or Mata Sai. Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar. Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar. Veda Upanishad Gita Sai. Dina Dayala Data Sai.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments. And when Brother Anirudh follows him after each line, dear listeners, please do try and sing along. You will enjoy it.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai,
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 Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai,
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai,
Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar,
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 Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar,
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 Ved Upanishad Gita Sai,
Ved Upanishad Gita Sai,
Ved Upanishad Gita Sai,
Ved Upanishad Gita Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Dina Dayala Data Sai,
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai.
So that was the tune of this bhajan, and let's now move on to learning a little more about the composition of this bhajan, the technicalities of how this bhajan is made. And for this, Brother Anirudh is here with us now in the studios. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Bishu.
So to which raga does this bhajan belong, Anirudh?
Well, this bhajan, it belongs to the rag called Gavati.
Gavati.
Yeah, it's a new raga, I think. I have not come across this raga. And before,
not a very familiar kind of popular raga.
Yeah, yeah. But the feel of the raga is similar in many other ragas,
mm-hmm.
where you can take a very popular raga known as Kalavati.
Yes. So what is the difference between Kalavati and...
Yeah, in...
This is Gavati, you said?
Yeah, Gavati. First, yes. Let me tell about Gavati.
Sure.
This is a Hindustani raga,
mm-hmm.
and the notes of this raga go like this. Sa ga pa da ni ni sa da ni dha pa ga ma re ni sa. Here we have madhyam in this raga,
mm-hmm.
whereas in Kalavati there is no madhyam. Ga pa da ni sa ni da pa ga pa ga sa.
That is Kalavati.
This is Kalavati.
And here re also comes.
Yeah. Ma re ni sa. There is a difference between Kalavati, and this is known as Gavati.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this bhajan, which is
Sai Pita.
Yeah.
Maybe you can say that the notes of the bhajan contains the raga.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, in a bhajan, you may not
always conform to the raga in its entirety.
Yeah, in its entirety. And you need not stick to its own phrases and rules, which the raga has.
Yes.
So, because bhajan deals with devotion also, so...
Yes.
Whatever the composer feels like composing, and
yes, whatever he want to express in a particular line, he composes it in that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it is strictly according to the raga or not.
Correct, correct. And so I think I'll just tell you the line by line swaras,
sure.
so that you'll get a better idea that this bhajan belongs to Gavati.
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai Ga ga pa da ni pa da pa ga ga pa da pa re re sa Dina dayala data sai ni ni sa sa ga ma re ni 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 sa ni sa ni da pa Sai Pita Re Mata Sai Ga Ga Pa Da Ni Pa Da Pa Ga Ga Pa Da Pa Re Re Sa Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar నేనే సాసని ప పని సగమరేనే సాయి సత్య శివ సాయి సుందర మగ సరే ప పని సగరి వేద ఉపనిషద్ గీత సాయి గగ పద పద పగ గ పద పరే దీన దయాళ దాత సాయి నిని సగ మరిని నిని సని సని దప.
వండర్ఫుల్. I think that will really help all those who want to play this bhajan in different instruments. Are there more bhajans in this raga, Anirudh?
Yeah, actually, I don't know whether there are bhajans in Gavati, but the feel of the raga is same if you take Kalavati as example.
Yes.
And there is one more raga which is called Jana Samohini.
Mm-hmm.
These ragas also have the same kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think జయ మా జయ మా దయా కరో సాయి మా అండ్ నందలాలా శ్యామ సుందర నందలాలా దీస్ టూ భజన్స్ ఐ థింక్ ఇట్
కైండ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాస్ ది మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ ద సేమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్
ఫీల్ యా
వండర్ఫుల్ Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishwa. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Coming now to the rhythm, this bhajan is set to the 8-beat Kairava Taal in Hindustani music or the Adi Taalam in Carnatic music. So we are now done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the taal of this bhajan. Let's now proceed with the aspect of bhava, which is the most important factor while rendering any bhajan. For us to feel what we are singing, we really need to imbibe the subtle meanings of every word of the composition. So let's begin doing that. We start with the first line.
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai.
In this line, the word Sai comes twice. Sai can be split as Sa meaning divine and I means mother. Professor Kasturi Baba's biographer has explained that Sai also means master and that the word can also be traced to the Persian word Shah or Shai, which means the king. The second word Pita means father. The third or means and the fourth word mata refers to mother. Thus, in this line, Sai Pita or Mata Sai, we glorify our beloved Lord Sai, who is our divine mother and father and in fact, the mother and father of all beings. Let's move on to the second line.
Deena Dayala Data Sai
Deena Dayala Data Sai.
Here the first word is Deena Dayala, which can be split as Deena meaning weak or distressed and Dayala meaning compassionate. The other word Data means provider. Hence in this line, Deena Dayala Data Sai, we extol the all-merciful Lord who is ever compassionate to the downtrodden. He is their sole provider and sustainer. Let's move on to the third line.
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai.
Now this is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. There is a striking incident related to this very bhajan which occurred in the life of Mr. V. Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University. When Brother Kumar was a student in Prashanti Nilayam, his parents were allotted a house in East Prashanti. Once his mother was very sick, and one evening as Kumar was coming for evening darshan, he was informed that his mother had passed away. He rushed home and found a team of doctors who said they had tried their best but they were helpless. His mother sadly was no longer there. If there is anyone who could save your mother now, it is only Swami, the doctors told Kumar. Completely crestfallen, he now tried to somehow convey this news to Swami and seek his grace and guidance, his mercy. And that day, as he sat in the darshan lines, the interview sessions which normally lasted for 45 minutes, on that day stretched for almost 1.5 hours. Swami finished the interviews and came out and directly went into the bhajan hall without interacting with the students. So there was no chance to get his attention and speak to him. Since Swami went inside the bhajan hall, Kumar lost all hope and he mentally started making a list of things to be done, telegrams to be sent to the relatives, the preparations for the funeral and so on. He had lost all hope. And that day, Kumar was to sing this bhajan, Sai Pita or Mata Sai. He just wanted to pour out his heart to Swami, because at that point he really felt that Swami meant everything to him in his life. He tried to console his heart and seek solace in Swami's love, which he had experienced so much in the past few years. There was no other way he could soothe his devastated heart. And that day, after the Ganesh bhajan was sung, Kumar took the mic and started singing. Even though he was singing his heart out, he saw that after a few minutes, Swami got up and he went out. This was too much for Kumar to bear. Utterly dejected and devastated, he somehow completed the bhajan and drowned himself in his tears and in his sorrow. He wondered why Swami on that day had left so abruptly, especially the day when he was experiencing one of the most trying times of his life. What can be more sad than that? He had lost his physical mother and here Bhagwan was walking away from him. But do you know where Swami went? He went to Kumar's house in East Prashanti. The doctors were there as Bhagwan walked into the room, and as if Swami knew nothing, Swami asked them what had happened and they said, Swami, she is gone. And Swami said, no, she is not gone. Bring Abhishekam water. Swami was referring to the holy water with which Kumar's parents used to worship a lingam that he had given them. And now Swami took a little of the Abhishekam water and poured it on Kumar's mother's mouth. Twice the water just spilt over, but the third time the water went into her mouth. And the flat line on the screen of the ECG machine which was connected to her changed, and now there was not a flat line but a wave form. The signs of life had started. Bhagwan had indeed given her a new lease of life. Swami then ordered the doctors to take her to the ICU and do whatever they had to do next. He then went back to the bhajan hall. In the mandir, the bhajans were still going on. Swami sat through the entire session as if nothing had happened. He did not give even a slightest indication to Kumar about what had just happened. When Aarti was over and Kumar went back home, he saw that the doctors had left and his father saw him and he said, Kumar, lock the house and come to the general hospital. And Kumar thought to himself, okay, my father seems to have taken my mother's death so stoically. He locked the house and went to the general hospital and asked the person at the mortuary about a body that would have come in a few minutes earlier. But that person said, Yes, a body did come to the hospital, but it was taken to the ICU. It was only at that point that the enormity of what had happened actually hit Kumar. He did not know how to thank the Lord for giving him back his mother. In fact, Bhagwan even narrated this incident a few days later in a discourse and mentioned that the feeling with which Kumar had sung had touched him, and touched him so much that he wanted to respond to his prayer at that moment itself. Bhagwan is all-knowing and did not need this bhajan to be informed of what had happened to Kumar's mother, but Swami narrated this only to stress the importance of heartfelt feeling. When singing a bhajan, it can stir the Lord into giving an instant response to an earnest prayer. And this is the story concerning this bhajan. Hence in this line, Sai Pita or Mata Sai, we hail the Lord who is the one who takes care of us with the love of a thousand mothers and fathers. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar
Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar.
Here the word Guru means teacher or preceptor. Baba says the letter Gu in the word Guru signifies Gunatita, or the one who has transcended the three qualities of ignorance, tamas, passion, rajas, and virtuousness. Sattva. The letter Ru signifies the one who is Rupavarchita, that is, who is beyond the form. The Guru destroys illusion and sheds light. And who is our true Guru? Only God, because only He is beyond the attributes, and only He is one who transcends every form. He can take any form and no quality or characteristic can stick to Him. He is the one who embodies all attributes and at the same time transcends these attributes. He is Satguru. Coming to the word Sakha, which means friend. There is a very sweet incident shared by Brother Amay Deshpande, currently pursuing his PhD in Bhagwan's University. During his primary school days, Amay considered one boy his best friend and he felt that he had to help him in any way he could. And it so happened that Amay did something which got him into trouble and his teachers and classmates were very disappointed with him. Soon Amay was left all alone. He was feeling very low. And one Thursday morning when Swami came for darshan, Swami chided a boy for misbehaving the previous day and said, "You have come here to make your parents and me proud of you, so you must behave like a good boy. Swami likes good boys." Swami was gently reprimanding a boy and then suddenly Swami looked at Amay and said, "Look at him, be like that boy. He is a very good boy." Now this simply stunned Amay. His teachers in school had branded him as a bad example, and here was Swami saying, "Be like this boy." And before even Amay could react, Swami said, "Hey boy, get up." And now Swami made Amay stand next to him and even put his hand around his shoulders almost like a friend. And Swami did not stop at this. He went beyond and now started praising Amay for something which even till this day he doesn't remember what. Bhagwan was simply showering his love on him when the entire world, so to say, in his school seemed to be against him. Here was Swami standing by his side to protect him and to power him. God is the best friend one can ever have. The other word in this line is Sahodara, which means brother. Many might be aware of the tradition called Raksha Bandhan that is observed in India. On this day, sisters tie sacred threads on the wrists of their brothers to symbolize the beautiful and unique bond of love between them. The brothers, in turn, on this occasion, take a vow to protect the sisters. The darshan of August 24th 2010 in Cyclone Thal seemed like any other, and it immersed all those seated in bliss, but there was something very unique that day. And what was it? Well, many envelopes that Bhagwan accepted from lady devotees that day contained rakhis or the sacred threads, because it was Raksha Bandhan that day. And come to think of it, it was not at all surprising that they had decided to lovingly offer rakhis to Swami, for isn't he the most adorable, reliable and dependable brother one can ever have? And how many times in his incarnations Swami has played the role of a brother, did he not, as Lord Krishna, supply an unending length of cloth to Draupadi to save her honor? Draupadi always believed Krishna was God, but she also considered him as a loving brother, and there are countless such instances in the lives of millions of those who have placed their faith and trust and love in the Lord. Thus in this line, Sai Guru, Sai Sakha Sahodara, we describe Sai as the supreme teacher, the best friend and the most loving sibling. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Sai Satya Shiva, Sai Sundar.
Sai Satya Shiva, Sai Sundar.
The word Satya in this line means truth. Truth that is changeless and eternal for all times. The word Shiva means goodness or auspiciousness. Sundara means beautiful. Baba has declared that he himself is all these three, Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. He has said, I am neither man nor God nor angel nor spirit. I am not to be labeled as belonging to any of the four castes or as journeying towards any of the four stages of life. Know me as the teacher of truth. Know me as Satyam, as Shivam, as Sundaram. Thus in this line, we hail Lord Sai, who is the embodiment of eternal truth, auspiciousness. Eternal truth, auspiciousness and beauty. He is the Lord who constantly reminds us to reflect our innate divinity in our lives. Let's move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Veda Upanishad Gita Sai.
Veda Upanishad Gita Sai.
Here the first word is Veda. Veda means knowledge, the essential wisdom about creator and creation. The second word is Upanishad. Bhagwan has specified that the Upanishads are not the products of human intelligence, but are the whisperings of God to man. In the very first chapter of his book, Upanishad Vahini, Swami explains that Upanishads form the Jnana Kanda of the Vedas, the section that deals with higher wisdom. During the summer course of 1974, he said, the word Upanishad can be interpreted as Upa, meaning close, Ni, meaning at a slightly lower level, and Shad meaning sitting. Thus Upanishad means to go near the Lord and sit down in humility to learn and clear one's doubts. That is Upanishad. The third word is Gita, literally meaning a song. However, here it refers to the Bhagavad Gita imparted by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Swami has always stressed that mama dharma, or leading one's life according to the principle of dharma, is the real essence of the Gita. There is a historical declaration that Baba made sometime in the 1950s in the new mandir in Prashantinilayam. Those days Baba would call people in small circles and speak to them. But one day Swami said, today I will tell you a Purana, a scripture. And Dr. Mrs. Jayalakshmi Gopinath, the former principal and warden of the Anandpur campus of Bhagwan's university, mentions that it was the first time that Swami addressed a large crowd in public. When a table and mic were brought and kept in front of him, Swami thumped the table and declared, I am the Vedas. And this declaration reverberated throughout the walls of Prashantanilayam. And Swami then added, I am the scriptures. I am God. Take this opportunity. If you can understand what I am, well, make best of your chances here. Do not carp or criticize or lose this opportunity. And Swami said all this in such a solemn yet powerful voice. Hence in this line, Veda Upanishad Gita Sai, we glorify Sai who is verily the Vedas, the Upanishads and the Gita. He is indeed the core of all the scriptures of all religions in this world. Let's move on to the last line.
Dina Dayala Data Sai
Dina Dayala Data Sai.
This is a repeat of the second line of this bhajan where we pay obeisance to the one who is the succor for those in distress. He is verily the caretaker of all such people. With this, dear listeners, we have gained a glimpse of the deeper meaning of each word of this bhajan. And now, keeping this in our minds and filling our hearts with His form and His name and His love, let us now proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantanilayam Mandir. And as you listen, please join in.
Sai Pita Re Mata Sai Sai Pita Re Mata Sai Dina Daya Gita Sai Veda Upanishad Gita Sai Dina Dayala Data Sai
Now it's time to listen to Mr. Sujit Kumar, who joined Bhagwan's University in 1988 for his bachelor's in sciences and later went on to do his master's and eventually joined the faculty of the Department of Biosciences in Bhagwan's University here in Prashantinilayam. He's someone gifted with a powerful voice and has sung for Bhagwan for more than 10 years and experienced many indelible moments of divine interaction. So here is an extract of a conversation with Mr. Sujit Kumar. So, tell us more about those instances when Swami really corrected you and guided you in singing.
Yeah, many a times what used to happen is like my voice used to be very bad. So, once upon a time what happened, I started this bhajan, Premeshwar Hai.
Mm-hmm.
So, third or fourth line, my voice cracked.
Mm-hmm.
At that point of time, Swami just looked at me, but he didn't tell anything. He didn't reprimand or tell anything. So, after a few days, Swami called me for interview. Swami told, see, you have to practice very well. You have to keep harmonium. You have to keep a mirror in front of you and practice. So that will tell you how exactly you have to practice so that you don't make any
you
facial
expressions. You ensure
expression.
That your yes. expressions also are
expressions are also
pleasant.
Very good. And also Shruti, Tala, Bhava. Swami says Bhava, Raga, Tala is very important when you sing bhajan and also with devotion. So Swami used to tell me that when you sing bhajan, devotion is the most important aspect. And I would like to tell one incident which happened during, I remember it was in my third UG. We had put up a program in the foyer in the college.
Mm-hmm.
It was about music, so mm-hmm. I spoke about music.
So was it the Sama program?
Exactly, it was the Sama program.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember those days, the Sama program was a very beautiful initiative to help all the other students who are not musically trained
to know
about music, to appreciate music.
Yes. It was basically for those students who are not into music, those who would love to know more about music.
Yeah.
And also the budding singers. So
yes.
We gave a program and we told about the raga, tala. But somehow we forgot about the bhava aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So that evening, what happened during darshan, Swami asked, did you put up a program in college? Then we told, yes, Swami. So, those who participate in the program, come inside into your room. So, we few of us went inside. Swami told, program was very good. It was very good, very informative. But only one thing that you forgot was bhava. And that is what I love the most.
Oh my God. He was listening.
He was listening, exactly. He was there with us. So, we spoke about everything else, but we forgot about the main aspect, that is bhava.
That is such a profound lesson here.
Profound lesson that we have to sing with bhava, with devotion. Then only,
how much ever we may perfect our technicalities, you cannot anytime miss out the bhava element.
Yes, bhava is very important. And also, once bhava is there, raga and tala automatically comes. So,
yes.
That was one instance which I remember. And one such occasion, those days Swami would come outside Sai Kulwant Hall and he would interact with boys and he would call students to speak. So, speaking was something which I never
ventured into.
So, anything like singing, any time of the day, any time of the night, you tell me to sing, I'll sing. But speaking was nothing, I never ventured into that. It was in my third EG, if I remember. So, I was sitting in front line, third block. So, Swami calls me and tells me to speak about music.
Oh, my God.
That was also about music. And Swami told, speak about Tyagaraja. Oh my God, I was like...
So, did you know anything about
Tyagaraja? I didn't know anything about Tyagaraja or music. For me, singing bhajan is, that's it. I have not ventured anything much more other than bhajan singing. Then, I didn't speak anything about Tyagaraja. I spoke about few of my experiences with Swami. And it just got over, I started with a song and spoke few lines. And that's it.
So you made a musical talk.
It was a musical talk. So, like, I just finished within 2-3 minutes. And Swami was wonderstruck. What's happening? I just told him to speak and he's just over within a few minutes. But Swami just blessed and he told, Manchidi, Manchidi. So that was the first time I spoke in front of public and something about
Swami. But maybe Swami wanted you to know more about Tyagaraja.
Exactly. That's
because so, I think Tyagaraja was again another such legendary musical saint. For him, music was all about bhava.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Maybe Swami wanted me to be that way, but it's Tyagaraja is somewhere, so I don't know.
Like, but I think everybody is on that path.
Everybody is on that path, so hopefully we'll reach that state.
So that was an extract of a conversation with Mr. Sujit, a doctoral research scholar and a faculty member in the Department of Biosciences in Prashantinilayam. And that also brings us to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found this useful and enjoyable. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this humble endeavor to our beloved Bhagwan, the sole inspiration behind everything we do at Radio Sai. The sound engineers for this program are Yatharta and Sunil, and the background score was done by a Radio Sai volunteer, T.S. Ramakrishnan, from Chennai. Dear listeners, if you have any queries or comments or suggestions to make this program better, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can email us at listener@radiosai.org, listener@radiosai.org. With this, it's time to wind up this segment of Thursday live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. And it's time to pass on the mic to my colleague Abhishek for our 60 minutes of Hindi program. But I will be back again at 8:45 for yet another episode of our series Outside Inside and Deep Inside. And then we will have a panel discussion with three former students of Bhagwan's University on a very, very important topic concerning this month of March. It is about the quintessence of the Sai Saga. It is about that fundamental characteristic which is so vital to the story of Sri Satya Sai. Please join me again at 8:45, and it is going to be a revealing moment of divine instruction, reflection and manifestation. It will be a moment for us to reflect and act. For now, my colleague Abhishek is waiting to take over, and from me, a loving Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam.